دي
راجل. Lord, we just praise you, we glorify you, we thank you, Lord, that you have placed it in our hearts to be prayer warriors, mighty warriors of God we are. And Lord, I thank you for that, and I thank you, Lord, that this weather warfare is put to a halt. We bind the sources that are putting this out there. We thank you, Lord, that it's not anymore going to take place. We thank you, Father, for giving Marjorie Taylor Greene the wisdom and the knowledge with the help of the angels to figure out who's doing this and shut them down in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just ask and I pray that you bless us tonight with your presence. We thank you, Lord, for leading us and guiding us into the things that you'd have us to talk with about. And Lord, give us that wisdom in order to talk intelligently about it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do tonight. We're just looking forward to your coming man child anointing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. All right. Anybody got a prayer request? I want to pray. Lord, I just lift up Willard to you, and I thank you, Father, that he's healed. Devil, I ain't putting up with this mess anymore. In the name of Jesus, I command you to get your hands off of him and leave that man alone. Lord, I thank you that you're going to bring him into the kingdom. Not only that, he's going to be a mighty man of God. We praise you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for complete healing in his body in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, that Debbie has got bold faith and is believing that it is being done. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hi, is my volume? Is my volume okay? Can you hear me okay? How's the audio? Is it perfect? Do I sound like a professional broadcaster? Okay. Nobody says anything. All right, here we go. Has anybody got a prayer? Lord, I thank you for saving all of the people in Israel that you can, Lord, that you would turn some of them back to you. In Jesus' name. Lord, this is a lot of happening going on over there. And this may be one of your ways to bring them into the kingdom, Lord. And I ask and I pray that you do that, in Jesus' name. All right, anybody else? There's a lot to pray about out there now. All right, Julie.
Heavenly Father, I thank you that there is nothing too hard for you. You are the God of all flesh, that you love us and you hear our prayers, Lord. And I thank you, God, for miracles of finding life in the flood area, God, in Texas, all these things that have happened down there. I pray, Lord, that there's miracles of children being found, adults being found, that your angels are ministering to your people there, God, and providing water and shelter and comfort and peace and leading people right to where they are. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that you are bringing down the deep state. You're bringing down all their tools and their resources that they have, Lord, and taking their funds away from them. Bringing down FEMA completely, Lord, and exposing all the darkness, Lord, with truth in your light, and making everyone accountable, that nobody's above the law, and everything that these people have been doing will come into the light and be seen and known. And Lord, help us to continue to pray, as Michael was praying earlier, that we are diligent in our warfare and that we don't get distracted, and that our prayers are effectual when we come before you, God, with boldness and with love and humility and your compassion and knowing what your will is in things. And when we don't know what your will is, we can seek you for it. We can always pray in the spirit for these things we don't fully know and understand, but you've given us authority over all the power of the enemy, and that means the powers and the principalities that are waging war over these countries and doing devastation and destruction and violence and killing and all manner of wickedness, Lord. And they are bound in the name of Jesus, and we lose the angels to stop these things, stop the wars, and neutralize their weapons in the name of Jesus. And Lord, that there be people found there as well, alive, where they've been bombing. And just thank you, God, for doing exceedingly more than we can ask or think regarding these things, Lord. And that you be glorified, God, with these miracles of life, despite the destruction, despite the bad report. In Jesus' name, pour out your spirit, Lord. Pour out your spirit, send revival, encourage the people, Lord, who have lost everything, comfort them, provide for them. I pray for your grace, discernment, wisdom, the funding, the manpower, and everything they need to get their lives back in order there, Lord, and restore, rebuild, and whatever you put in their hearts, if it's to move, or wherever you want them, Lord. Thank you, God, for doing more, so much, Lord, for these people, Lord, who are going through so much heartache and trying to cope with everything. We bind up all the spirits of excessive grief and mourning, and that you would help these people, Lord, in their time of need. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that. Finding all those children. Lord, I thank you that you have to reverse time. Just go back, get them, and bring them back up. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. All 23 of them, and all the rest of them, all of them little Girl Scouts. Jesus' name. Amen. All right, anyone else? Lord, I don't know what's going on in the Trump administration and the DOJ and FBI. That's much there. Lord, you do. And I thank you, Father, for straightening it all out. And that it's not going to be anything big. It's just a matter of administration or whatever. And Lord, I thank you that it's all going to work out. And I praise you. Thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Could be 5D. Yeah, could be. All right. Anyone else? Lord, I thank you that Hitler's healed. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that Judy's got a smile on her face, big as Texas. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Amen.
Praise God, we're all healed. We're all healed,
Amen.
all delivered, and we're all walking in the truth and light and love and power and authority of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We have dominion. Thank you, Lord. We're overcomers. Praise God. Great is your name, Lord. We praise it. We praise your holy name. Thank you, God. We are healed, all of us. Whatever we're believing for, you've answered. It's already ours. Thank you, Lord, for patience and long suffering. And as we wait on you, as we wait on the Lord, as we just wait on the Lord and trust you as a child, trust you, God, because you're our Father and you are awesome and you've
Amen.
made
Glory be
promises.
to God.
We just thank you, Lord, for putting faith in our hearts for these things. It don't matter how long it takes. We know it's already done. We know that it's already ours and the enemy can't have what belongs to us. We're taking back what he stole from us, taking back what belongs to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right. Who's next? Lord, I thank you for making Canada the 51st state of the United States of America. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that they're going to have a governor that's going to be very MAGA. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yeah, man, go ahead.
Well, I was mostly asking for prayer so that our government wouldn't be so gung-ho to give money to the Ukrainian war. We got a lot of problems up here in Canada, and we can't hold the weight of all those countries in Europe. Britain couldn't do it, so we definitely can't do it. So, Lord Father God, just I pray that the government up here just starts to be less woke and just be a little more common sense. Lord Father God, you put a liberal government up here, and it's your will, so I'm gonna go along with it. We thank you, Father, for doing what you've done. We just pray that everybody just wakes up and that everybody just sees the wrong that's been going on in our government and that they're just gonna do the exact same thing again. And Father God, let's just keep our own political opinions out of this mess. But I just want deliverance of my government to just be, just better. I don't really know how to word this, Father, because anyways, I just don't want any more evil or any more smoke and mirrors in my government. Just set them free, Father, and expose all the liars, expose all the people that are into shady deals, that are into just laundering money through war and drugs. And Lord Father God, just expose all this and just let people know that there's people not just in our liberal government, but in our conservative government as well, and all parties of the government that are sticking their sticky paws in the taxpayers' dollars. Lord Father God, just expose them, get them out so that someone can take their place that is honest, someone that's honest, Father, that can govern our people, that we're happy to lead us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, if you could just get honest people up there, that would make a world of difference. We ask the same thing for our government down here as well. Put honest people in there. And we praise you. We thank you for it, Father. Just for a spell, thank you, Jesus, for at least 3 more years. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. All right, anyone else? Cheryl, are you okay down there in Texas? Are you getting any water around your house? Leaking down there from Kerrville?
Well, I'm not married there. I'm closer to Houston. I've been at a
Well, I know
lot
you're
of weather, but praise God, there's no flooding here.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah,
Oh,
because where my trailer is parked, it's in a flood zone. So praise God that there's not a lot of water here, and it's been
Amen.
raining.
Ain't gonna be enough dinner. What are you wrestling with, a microphone?
No.
Okay. All right, Lord, we thank you that she's not going to get any flood down there around her place at all. In Jesus' name. All that's low ground down there. You're downhill from Kerrville. But you're a little east of there too, aren't you?
Right, I think so.
Yeah.
There is that around San Antonio?
Yeah, it is. It's close, fairly close to San Antonio.
Yeah, that's my.
I've never been to Kerrville, but it's over in that area somewhere.
Yeah.
Central, more central than anything.
A sad thing.
Yeah, it is. But God's in control.
Amen. And I'm just praying that this trial of devastation and all that, I just pray that the Lord will work in their hearts to turn back to Him or turn to Him.
Agree.
I know the struggling that I've been through with all my trials, the Lord has shown me things that is in my heart that He's helping me deal with, and I'm praising the Lord that He's given me a more understanding and not feel so overwhelmed by all the trials that I mean, compared to see that one after another, very humbling. And I just praise God for the work He's doing in me.
Amen. You need to quit whipping that phone. You don't wore that phone out. It's wearing our ears out. You don't wrestle with that thing. Sounds like you're wrestling
Cheryl,
with it.
Cheryl, something must be rubbing up against your phone and your mic.
It's an iPad.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
You got your hand. You got your hand
rubbing up
on the
against
microphone.
Michael. That
yeah.
could be.
Could be. Yeah. I use my iPad every now and then too. Sometimes. Yeah, just mute while you're not talking. But it's okay. We understood every word you said. Okay. Well, there's Vanita. Elephant jockey. All right, who's next? Oh, hey, Joe. Go ahead, brother.
Morning, everybody. That's got the little things about to talk about. Remember, Michael, you sent me that form we talked about, I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
That was perfect timing. That was perfect timing. The guy, I met a guy, well, yesterday I took him for lunch. Good. He was carrying a bag with plastics and cans to change it for money. So that will give him about 10 rand. That's not nothing at all. So in other words, he's staying at the place. We haven't got electricity, but it's just a room. So it's no hot water. I think so. I took him out for lunch, but that was a surprise for him. Like I said, he really enjoy almost everything at the menu. Because I haven't eaten for quite a few days. Well, I think for quite a few days. But the main thing is I gave him real good news. And I really, he's at the right place. He's at the place he has to make decisions in his life about going forward with the Lord and not. And then, well, the way I explained to him the good news and what it's all about. Yeah, well, it sounds like it's perfect timing for him to really make his decision about the Lord, and not just. Well, he used to be a professional rugby player. He played for a few teams here in South Africa. So, but now he lost everything because of drinking and going the way of the world. So he's. He's at a good place to make a good decision as the Lord draws him. So I gave him some good news yesterday. So that's what just agree with me. His name is Lee. The Lord will open his eyes and understanding. So he haven't got electricity. So I didn't make any promises to him. I just take his word and read it and study it. And then you have to make a decision for yourself. Because I don't want to guide him or force him into any direction. He has to make a decision with the Lord. The Lord has to change his heart, not me or my reasoning or anything like that. So, thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for Lee. And I've met him yesterday, Lord. I said he enjoyed the food, the physical food, Lord. And I surely enjoy the spiritual food, Lord, in making good choices. I think about changes his life, about his way forward, Lord. Lord, we know you're only one with good news. The rest of the world that Michael and Ben prayed earlier, Lord. Our government needs serious changes and thinking about it, Lord. But trust you for it, Lord, for getting out of this all this corruption and the sickness and the things out of them. but the people can mostly focus about you, Lord, and not just about the government and what they're doing, Lord, all the news. Thank you, Lord, for this, and trust you for working in Lisa. I didn't make any plans, Lord. She didn't have a, she didn't even have a cell phone, Lord. But thank you, Lord, you will lead me what my way forward would be, if I should go or not, Lord. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you. And my second thing is this, everybody knows about my trial I have with my kitchen light. I was going up and down, so it's good. But yesterday or day before yesterday, I did a little stumble. But the enemy caught me with smelling. And I thought it smells like electricity or wires burning. And so I think about calling the people to replace it. But after a while, the Lord told me, no, that's just the enemy. That's just that, just keep on with your trial. He's working with me. So I just kept facing that. Thank you, Michael.
Okay, amen. Lord, we thank you for your angels in there fixing whatever it was. It's called that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. What did you say the guy's name was? Lee?
Yep.
All right, Lord, we thank you. When he reads that literature that Joe gave him, that it would just open up his eyes to a new world. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Bring him in, Lord. Bring him in. Amen. And Lord, send him back to Joe to want to have a Bible study with him. Thank you, Lord. So they both can get in the Word together. Thank you, Lord. Give Joe a good buddy over there in Jesus' name. Amen. Till he gets over here.
Thank you, Michael.
Yes, sir. All right. Anybody else? What else we need to pray about going on in the world? Lord, we just thank you for changing out the leadership in Israel and Iran to get some people with wisdom and peace in their heart. And Lord, we thank you for doing that for both Israel and Iran. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father, for shutting this war down. It's killing folks. We praise you. We thank you for that, Lord. It's a lot of ego going on here. But we praise you. Thank you, Lord. If you are getting it to where you're going to change out both leaderships, it's going to be peace in the world. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else? Lord, I thank you that you got Anna and Matthew's air conditioner going, and it was working great last night. Praise you, Lord, for that. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Or Saturday night, I should say. Monday night. Last night. That was last night. Amen. And Saturday. All right. I'll get it right here, Drucky. Okay, anyone else? Yeah, Julie.
I had a question for Missy. Did you have a praise report or anything on the air conditioning thing?
Oh yeah.
Well,
long story short.
Well, I'm just thinking how to tell this. Help me, Lord. I felt like the Lord was telling me last night, you know, I was just praying about the whole thing, and I just felt like he was saying, you just be at rest. I'm working here, and just let Merle make the decisions. Not that I didn't, you know, giving my a little bit of an opinion here and there. So just it, and I asked the Lord, if for a word, this after the sales guy went and we had said what all we wanted to do and blah 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 and how whatever. And I said to the Lord, I said, I felt like you were telling me to just rest and so on and so forth, and not to be concerned about anything about it, And so I got a verse in Psalm 105. I forget what it was, but it was, I wrote it. Let me read it to you what it was. Says this is where I landed. I landed on gold and silver. And Psalm 105, 37, it says, He brought them forth with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among his tribes. But I felt to, I felt like 36 and 38 were part of it, so I'll read them all together. He struck all the firstborn in their land and the chief of all their strength, and he brought them forth with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among his tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon them. Anyway, I just felt like the Lord said, was telling me it doesn't matter how much it costs, whatever, So I asked for you all to agree with me that the Lord give Merle wisdom and that we get a good deal, and I'm believing my prayer was answered, even though it may not look like it. What's more importantly is, the Lord's working it the way He wants it to go, and I'm just to be at rest about the whole thing. So thank you, Lord, that we're gonna get a new AC unit. The guy did a temporary. Well, it was a 22-year-old unit, and the guy said that, usually the max is like 15 years. And he said he showed us a a mouse nest in there, and it had wires chewed up, and they were touching. And he said that should have just everything right then and there, but it didn't. And he said. He said about that it lasting that long. He says, You're lucky that it lasted that long. And I said, No, it was God. He goes, Yeah, he had this, But anyway, so I mean, we, in reality, we were fortunate that it did last as long as it did. And let me just say that AC units have really skyrocketed because of it, twice we. The coolant that our unit used was outdated. There's been two new coolants that's been implemented since then. And anyway, so, and I had heard that AC units are really gone up, in the past few years or so. So let's just say it was not a cheap. A cheap thing to purchase. So, but Lord, it doesn't matter. It's your money and you're in control of the whole situation, and it turned out the way you wanted it to, Lord, and you're working it in according to your will, Lord. And you're going to use it and all that good stuff, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
So, did you get a new unit or not?
Yes. And
Okay.
it was much more involved than I thought it would be. I thought it was just a matter of getting a unit outside that sits outside. It's not that simple. Because like like there's coils and stuff there at the furnace and everything. You know about this, don't you, Ben? You do this kind of stuff, right? So that, yeah, there's coils or whatever that's built into the furnace and everything or whatever. And I'm like, I got an edumacation. But anyway, I think Merle might have too. I don't know. So it was much more involved
Yeah, it's kind
than
of
I
like
thought.
ours. We've got the AC unit upstairs. That didn't make any sense to me.
And also, like the box outside, like for like a quick disconnect or something. I forget what it was or whatever.
Yeah.
That was thinking you can get that open because it was so corroded.
So what?
Corroded.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to, you know, use, I think he said that pretty much everything they're doing is normal for them to do is to replace all this stuff. So whatever. It's all good. Lord's good.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Anyone else? How you doing, Vanita? Uh-oh, she's got to run back to the chair.
No, I'm just driving the van around, make sure it runs good, and it seems to be doing great. Amen. Praise
Oh,
the
amen. Thank you,
Lord.
Lord. Finally got her
Yes.
going, huh?
Yep. It's going.
Thank you, Lord. Praise
Yes.
God. All right. Lord, we think it's going to last her from now
Yes.
on. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Band adventure continues. That's what Julie said. All right. All right, Anna, go ahead.
Sorry.
I have something we can pray about. I was on the phone with my brother Blake today, and he was telling me that he doesn't think it passed yet. If anyone knows more about it, they can pipe up, but they're trying to pass this bill in Washington called the Safe Supply Initiative, and it's just the dumbest thing I ever heard. It's where they supply the drugs to the addicts in safe dosages and safe amounts so that way they can't overdose. And I just never heard of such a thing, although I think Canada may have something like that. Oh, they do. Okay, Ben and Andrew say yes. And it's crazy. I just didn't even know that such a crazy thing could be. So I thought we could cast that down because I mean, it's going to be initiative for new addicts. Obviously, the taxpayers are going to be paying for this and just all the lives that could be lost. I mean, because then they're just going to have the drugs that they're being supplied plus everything that they're getting on the side if they want to.
Well,
So.
let me tell you a little secret about giving a good safe dose. Everybody does not get the same dose, or it'll kill some of them, because everybody's body is different. And that just, like you said, it don't make a bit of sense. There are a bunch of nutcases. It must be a liberal state, is it, Anna?
Yeah, it's like an offspring of California now. No offense,
It's
Julie.
California's baby, you know?
But
I'm not
really.
from here. I am not from here. I am not from here.
Really, it's crazy, and we can cast it down. I don't know. I mean, I guess we can cast it down. I know that there God's got places, you know, where the wrath is stored up and it's going to get increasingly wicked, but Lord, we do. We just cast this down in Jesus' name, Lord. I pray that the people would be so outraged to
Yeah.
think that their money would be used for such atrocities, Lord, and enabling probably more overdoses. It's murder, really, and it's wicked, and it's stealing, and they're just channeling the money, and we just bind it and we cast it down in Jesus' name, Lord. I pray that the people be absolutely outraged. A lot of them already hate the governor they've got. Lord, I pray that you overthrow that governor and replace him, Lord, if possible. If there's any hope for Washington, Lord, replace that governor. And Lord, if they're just a place set for judgment, then Lord, I pray that you get the elect out. It's hard to leave sometimes those states. The prices of everything is so high, and the minimum wage is so high, and there's way too many people flooding in from other places. And Lord, it's just hard for people to get out, Lord. But I pray that you would move people around. I know the West Coast is set for judgment, and Lord, get your elect out of there. And I know you gather the wicked together, but Lord, I pray that for the sake of lives, that this bill would not go forward. Lord, that the people would be spared, that you just have mercy, Lord. We're just praying for mercy for the people, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. That'll kill a lot of kids if they pass that thing. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Washington. Amen. All right, anyone else? There's other states that have something similar to that as well. Lord, we just ask that you cast down all of these states that want to feed dope to the children. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Get them out of there, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Arrest the perpetrators. So who's going to buy the dope that's illegal to buy? Going down to the local junkie? Buy you enough to last for the day? Lord, we just thank you for opening up people's minds and their eyes to see the stupidity of this nonsense in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yeah, Andrew.
Well, I think I had my first senior moment. Probably not, anyway. It's July, and I thought it was June. So, I on the 6th of June is my brother's birthday. So I actually called him and wished him a happy birthday on July the 6th. So, I just want to pray against any of these senior moments that people might be getting. It's not a good testimony to forget what day it is. So Lord, I pray that you keep our minds sharp, and like 6 days after or 7 days after is my other brother's birthday, and I was planning on phoning him too for the 13th. So Lord, keep our minds straight and focused on you, and even on the simple things too, Lord, because sometimes it's not a good witness to have our minds go a little bit stray on these things. Keep me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Lead me, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen. Do that for all of us, Lord. In
And Lord,
Jesus' name.
fill us with your spirit. Fill us with
Amen.
your water and your blood, so that we would be a good witness and a sharp witness. And Lord, may we only receive from you the things we want in our mind and the things we want in our heart, just like your covenant says that you put those things in us by your grace. You're going to put your law in our hearts and minds, but it's you who are doing it, and it's by your grace, and you have given us authority to do it for ourselves also, to have our minds sharp and have our hearts filled with the love, filled with truth. Lord, give us more truth, just like it says in 3 John. Give us the grace to have lots of truth in us, Lord. Just as your apostle John said, "No greater grace do I have than to see my children walking in truth." So, Father God, may we emulate your Son, Jesus Christ, the Spirit of your Son, Christ in us. Amen. Thank you, Father.
bill. Save bill. Thank you, Lord. Did y'all hear something go off like a doo-doo? Doo-doo. Did you? What is that? Anybody know? Okay. Thank you, Lord. We're still all up here. All right, Julie, go ahead.
Andrew, I just want to tell you, don't feel too bad. It kind of happens when you're like retired and you don't have to be anywhere on any certain day. You kind of lose track what day it is. At least I do. I have to remind myself, okay, what day is this? What day is this? Where am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be doing? So don't feel too bad. It's just your life is not what it was, where you had to be accountable every day, Monday through Friday, to somebody and have to be somewhere. So you're home all the time, and yeah, I get it. So thank you, Lord, that we do have the mind of Christ, and all the confusion of the enemy and the distractions, and they don't have any effect on us. We just thank you, Lord, that you work in us both to will and to good of your both to will and to do of your good pleasure. And Lord, it humbles us when we need you to even help us to recognize what day it is or what month it is. Amen. God bless you, Andrew.
Thank you, Judy. Boy, you made him feel so good about that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We do have everybody here has the mind of Christ. We confess that. We believe it.
Amen.
Did you guys just see a heart go up the keyboard? Yeah, that's kind of neat, eh? It moved over one
You can do
section.
it too. You can do
I don't
it.
know how to do those things.
What did you do?
You see that little reaction thing that has a heart? And it's got all those little emojis on there.
I don't see a reaction thing.
Oh, you just hit that little react, that little heart down at the bottom. Yeah, Cheryl's got it.
Oh, okay.
So you can hit that and different things will show up on your screen.
Man, there's all this
It showed
love
up on
on.
my screen, like the heart went up right here and on my screen. It's not the little bubbly hearts that are in your own screen. It came up
Yeah.
on my screen. A heart just came up.
Magic. Yeah.
That one. Anyways, people are probably wondering what we're talking
You think so?
They're just gonna have to come in here and find out, aren't
Didn't
they?
make me have any more senior moments.
Don't know what you're talking about. Oh my. Thank you, Lord. I've never gone downstairs to get something. We got down there and didn't know what I came down there for. I've never done that. Amen. All right. Anybody else?
Yeah, I've never gone to the kitchen either and forgot what I went in there for.
Yeah.
Opened up the refrigerator and like, wait a minute, what was I looking for?
What am I supposed to get? All right. Next. Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing in us. Father God, place it in us, every one of us, Lord, to seek you every day, not just for 5 minutes either. But Lord, place it in my heart for me to seek you until I hear from you, Lord, like I have done in the past. But sometimes I pass things off, and I shouldn't do that. And I ask Father for your forgiveness and to help me to remember just to sit down and listen for your voice. And I ask that for everybody here too, Lord, because we need that daily word from you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hey, do y'all mind if anybody doesn't have anything else, I'd like to read something. How many of you have ever heard of E.W. Kenyon? Okay, E.W. Kenyon had a church for 40 years, nobody out of that church died of sickness or disease. Nobody for 40 years. And the reason being is because he taught them what faith was, what healing was. And let me just read some of the stuff that he said. And I get this out of the New Creation Realities. And it's this is this is in chapter 11, that's entitled Treating the Word as Though It Were a Common Book. And the subtitle of this part that I'm going to read is called Some Facts We Ought to Study in This Connection. He says, when I ask another to pray for my healing or to pray for any of my chronic needs, I reject the gift of my healing and I doubt the word of the giver. Who's the giver? Lord, I repudiate my own righteousness in Christ, and I refuse to take my place in Christ as a son. Now, this is him talking, okay? This is E.W. Kenyon talking, not me. Now, I know, he said, I know that no one has a better standing than I have. No one has a better place in the vine than I have. No one can draw life from the vine more readily than I can. I am what he made me in Christ. My righteousness was given to me in Christ. Now he's talking to himself in the first person, and this is the way we should be talking as well as what he's saying. He said, my right to the use of Jesus's name is a gift, but I have repudiated the whole thing. I have neglected to develop my gift. I have ignored the admonition of my Lord. I do not study the word to live it. I know that my sickness is because of a spiritual condition. I know that I have walked according to the senses or the flesh rather than according to the spirit. I know that healing cannot be permanent in my body until my spirit is adjusted to the word. If sickness is not spiritual, he couldn't have made Christ's spirit sick with my disease. And if my body is filled with the disease, it is because my spirit is not in harmony with the word. I am rebelling against the sickness and fighting against the pain, but I don't fight the cause of my sickness. I fight the effect of it. You see, until I take my place in Christ and begin to act the word and become a doer of the word instead of a talker, I remain a failure. Sickness is threefold: spiritual, mental, and physical. All are sick in spirit before they are sick in body. You see, here's where the trouble is. James 1, verse 22 tells it, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding your own self. One can stay in that condition until after a while they begin to believe they are right and God is wrong. And you'll hear them whining, why does God put these things on me? And some unwise teacher will say he's trying to discipline you. I'll tell you, he never uses the devil to discipline his children. Disease is of the devil. You are suffering the results of refusing to take your place in Christ. Well, just a minute. You see, until I take my place in Christ and begin to act the word and become a doer of the word instead of a talker, I remind you, failure. Sickness is threefold, spiritual, mental, and physical. All are sick in spirit before they're sick in body. You are here. You see, here is where the trouble is. James 1:22 tells us. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding your own self. One can stay in that condition until after a while they begin to believe they are right and God is wrong, and you will hear them whining. Why does God put these things on me? And some unwise teacher will say, he's trying to discipline you. And I tell you, he, what was that? He never uses the devil to discipline his children. Disease is of the devil. You are suffering the results of refusing to take your place in Christ. You refuse to study to show yourselves approved unto him. You have returned to feed on the word. You had opportunity to study, but you didn't take it. You would rather read the literature of the hour than to read the word from heaven. For this reason, I have arranged three correspondences. Bada, 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 bada. The great heart of the master is yearning over you. His intercession has been ineffectual so far. It can't be effectual until the word works effectively in your spirit. You must study to show yourself approved. I disagree with some of that, but I agree with some of it as well. Anybody got any comments on it? But the thing about E.W. Kenyon, what he's saying is essentially correct, but he's not allowing for growth. You know what I'm saying? It takes people time to get to a place to where they can believe for themselves, and it just works instantly. And that's why James put it in there. If you don't get healed, just call for the elders of the church, and they'll lay hands on you, anoint you with oil. You'll be healed. So that's just, I put it in there for one reason, to get our mind back on the Word of God when it comes to ourselves, I guess. And I'm the same way. I need to be, we all should be able to heal ourselves because it works for us just like it would for A.A. Allen or Oral Roberts or anybody else. But sometimes we can have more faith for someone else than we can for ourselves. And it may be because of the word. I don't know. What do you think? What do y'all think? I read that so that it's not a standard to go by. It's more or less a question, you know, to debate, find out what we need to do. Go ahead, Judy.
I think I, you know, part, there are parts in there I you read that I didn't fully agree with because, you know, the word says the curse alighteth not without a cause. So if there's a curse, there's a cause, and we have to find out why there's a cause. You know, what is it? So, and God does use that to get our attention if we're going down the wrong way, and he wants to turn us, you know, or so, you know, I guess we need to find out for myself is, you know, why am I doubting? You know, I don't deserve it any more than anybody else does, and it's all God's grace and through faith. So where the enemy's attacking my faith somehow, narrowing that down, how is he attacking my faith? Is it doubt? Is it condemnation? Is it some kind of, you know, just a, you know, whatever the blockage is, whatever it is where I can't have faith. I'm like, why? You know, is my heart condemning me? No. Okay, so then I can have boldness. So it's just kind of shutting all those shutting all the doors and cracks and stuff and making sure my heart's right and I can have faith and believe for myself. But the enemy's right there trying to get you to think, oh, you've done something. Yeah, God's not going to listen to you, or putting those thoughts in your mind initially, because he doesn't want you to have a testimony. Yeah, praise God, he healed me, and I stood in faith for it, and I couldn't have done it by myself, kind of thing. It's learning to rely on what God says above everything else, and overcoming the mind of the flesh. So, just gotta, yeah, I can have faith for myself. I haven't always, but like if my heart doesn't condemn me, I can have faith, because the enemy's right there to condemn you or put these thoughts of disbelief or double-mindedness or what about this or what about that? Whatever it is, we have to get rid of that and find out if there's a cause. And if there's not a cause, then we're being tried. That's what the Lord has been teaching me. He said, you're being tried. Are you going to endure in your faith to the end to see it manifest, and not pay any attention to what the enemy's still trying to do to you? Hey, help me, strengthen me. Don't let me lose sight of that, So it's becoming dependent on God to show you, to lead you, and to stay humble and still at the same time knowing your authority. Who am I? And God, you gave me authority over this stuff. The devil doesn't have any authority over me. He doesn't have rights to my body. He doesn't have rights to my stuff. He has to go because God, you said so. Yeah,
Yeah.
I agree with a lot of what you read, but there's just, that was the one thing that he chastens us when we need it. Thy rod and thy staff, right? Thank you, Lord. You love us.
All right. Anybody else got any thoughts on this? I think essentially he's right. On the surface, he's right. There's some things that he said in there that the scriptures come against. Go ahead, Andrew.
I'm just going to make a statement on truth. Like I already prayed about it. And, if you go to 3 John, I got several versions of the Bible here, so I'm just going to click on it and compare 3 John 1 and 4. In the NENT, it says, "No greater grace have I than these things to hear my children, to hear of my children walking in the truth." So you see, this church father, this apostle John, he considered it grace when he hears to hear my children walking in the truth. So, the truth will set you free, but there are so many different versions of the Bible that if you read the King James, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." The joy of the Lord is a strength thing, and you see here you would have John the Apostle actually agreeing in prayer with the children, whoever he's talking to or he's with. So he considered it an advancement in grace when the children of God were doing well, when those who considered John an apostle to him and to them. And of course, they would give all glory to God for it, not to John. But it works in tandem with these people. So it actually shows him, I guess John, that he's doing a good job with being strengthened in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Because you know Jesus, he had lots of that type of grace because he was also a church father, and all they had to touch was the hem of his garment. And I guess he had a real powerful mindset there of thinking correctly. Well, Lord, they acted on their faith here because he was the Son of God, and of course, so was the apostles and the disciples, and of course, all this glorifies God. You know, and that truth, you know, if you think of God, you know, he's light and there's no darkness in him at all. And sometimes people think negative of themselves, and that's not a good thing to do. Seeing as you're supposed to have God the Father in you. And I kind of look at it that I'm still a child, I guess. I don't know. And I don't want to say what people do because it might sound like they're going to be condemned or something. And I have to be careful how I say this because you're not condemned. And the light of the Father is within us. And not just the Father, but he's making us this Christ person, you know, a corporate body. So, oh boy, you know, it sort of puts you in a really good perspective, at least, that you want to grow in the Lord. You want to be what He wants you to, what He already gave you. There is lots of these interferences, you know. I sort of have a little crutch of my own. Every word read, every word spoken, every word heard, and every word that pops into your head. You know, people talk about feelings. I believe in feelings, but it's not my feelings, it's the feelings of the new man. Because the taste and seeing goes together. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So all of these areas are associated with truth. The seeing, you know, sometimes it's better if you're a Felicitas who didn't know how to read. She got all she prayed and her brethren prayed and that she would have her baby early. And she had her baby a month early because she wanted to join her brothers and sisters out of love and just to be with someone when they go into the Colosseum. And we just want to be that tender-hearted too. Because we're supposed to be fitly framed together in love. And that's what a young girl, a young woman wanted in her early 20s. She wanted to be with her friend. You know, a 11:38 of Matthew. The Lord wants your phileo love. Not just your agape. He's telling you there in Matthew 11:38. I sure hope I got the right address. I'll just say it anyway, but because it is somewhere in there. It might be 11:38. He's asking, he's telling you to obey about phileo love there for him. You know, you'll have to go into the NENT and I found this verse the other day when I was reading it, and it's in chapter, I hope it's 11. I just want to read it. No, it's not. Oh, boy. Yeah, well. I can't remember where it was. Well, it's a verse where God commanded, or by agape, to obey, that he wanted us to give him our phileo love also. Because a phileo love is a friendship love. And what a better, it's kind of like when you used to make friends. You would go up and say, we're friends now, right? And of course you obey that. Because you want a friend, you know. And he does ask it somewhere. Oh, I wish I could remember the address of that verse. It'll come to me. If I remember, I'll just post it. Praise and glory to God. I sure hope I, you know, there is that verse in 3rd of John 1:4, and it just shows how careful you have to be when you speak of who you're supposed to be. Because sometimes a person tends to think so negatively about themselves, either because of the way they look in the mirror, or, you know, they're not as young as they used to be. Something dumb like that. And, you know, how does the Lord view us? It is finished, you know. If it's finished, then how should we view ourselves? That's I think, is really important, that verse, when Jesus said that, it is finished. And it's just amazing. And, you know, the Father doesn't lie, you know. He doesn't lie. Now, I know that's somewhere too. And he gave us a promise. And the promise is finished too, you know. He is a lovely example of a man there. Abraham in chapter 4 of Romans. And so, you know, he waited a long time to see his the fruition of the promise for him, and not only for him, but for the two of them, his wife too. And but if it's promised and it's finished, then wow, should almost be immediate, eh? So the glory to God. Lead us, Lord. Guide us, Lord. Keep us, Lord. we want to be knit together in one body. If it's one body, then it's finished. One spirit, one hope of the hope of your calling. That's a sure and firm expectation. You know, these are supposed to build you up in faith. Like, this is as if you're sitting across from the Almighty God and talking to him this word. And why do we goof up, you know? I think he shows us a lot of mercy, a lot of grace. He better, because there is just so many things happening, and you get discouraged when you hear things. You truly are supposed to consider that every human being is eternal, and God's word can give them an eternity in the best place ever. And that place is it's in heaven, but you're made to be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So how does he make you? He makes you. It's by his, we're his workmanship. He wants to teach you authority. He wants you to believe that you are what he says you are. Praise and glory to God. I hope this makes, these are comments. This is not to bring anyone down. It's not to make anyone feel inferior. If you can believe that this is God's word, then you got it right. And it's for you. It's finished. Praise God. Glory to God. I think I've spoken up now.
Well, that's a good speech. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else? Y'all want to hear a good song? Good praise and worship song? Let's see if I can give you this. Are you ready? Okay, it's ready.
From him, through him, and to him are all things. To God be the glory. His word endures from beginning to end. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Above all the thrones, above all the
I like that one. All right. Everybody got a song they want to sing? Ben, you don't sing song. I guess that means no. All right. Anybody got anything they'd like to add? Comment on. I thought it was actually real when I first read that Kenyon had 40 years of nobody dying from sickness or ailments or disease. It was fantastic. So he kept them in the Word. He stressed the Word a lot, apparently, and he does in his books. Word's important, isn't it? Vitally important. Sometimes I don't think that we have an understanding of how important it is. I'm talking about myself, but yeah, it is. Jesus says the Word is our life, and it is. Should be, anyway. What do you think, Missy? Uh-oh.
I don't just think I know I'm healed as long as well as the rest of us. We're already healed. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you.
Already done. When he said it's finished, it's finished. So it's
Yeah.
finished. Thank you, Lord.
I'm always impressed by the people who stood by people that they were praying for until the Lord came through for them, if you know what I mean. Yeah, Joe. Go ahead, brother.
I was also reading that from W. Kenyon is he doesn't back up a lot of the things with scripture, but his overall message is it's uplifting, but you cannot go to each specific word or sentence and took it to the scriptures itself. But his overall message is very good, and I'm working uplifting you and we are in Christ and things, but not, he said, because I'm used to listen to David quite a lot, so in
Yeah.
other words, he's using scripture to back up it and saying, this is what it is for, and this is what it is for. He doesn't do that. He's just making statements about what he's thinking and what he's doing. So I was also thinking about the same passage you were reading earlier. I was also thinking, but I was stopping it there about 2 or 3 days ago and says, no, I'm not going to read it anymore. Well, not for now. Just maybe a couple of days. I have something other things to read when I get back to that. But it's a good read. It's very good. It's the statements he makes, the things he points you to, but not really. He's not quoting scriptures quite a lot. So well, I'm used to David. So I'm used to if you say something that you have to have it. More or less, when the scripture tells you what, where, and where to go, and what to do about it, he doesn't do that. But just you can't judge him for that. But this message is good. Is we are in Christ. That's the main message. Who you are, you must think about and take it to scripture. Who you are in Christ. That's important. Thank you.
He lifts up the Pauline epistles, quite a bit, talks about that. But the best way that I have read as far as teachings is the way David teaches. He uses scripture to confirm scripture. And when you do that, it makes it a lot more easier to believe, because you've got scripture upon scripture upon scripture that solidifies what his subject is.
Yeah, that helps a lot, yeah.
All right, anyone else? Yeah, Julie.
I don't know what book you're talking about, but I don't have it, the one you're reading from and Joe was talking about, but the Bereans, they sought the scriptures for themselves to confirm that what the apostles were saying were true. They searched the scriptures. So you can't, it's all understanding, and it's God's grace. He knows what people believe and stuff, but if they're not even looking to see if what some teacher, preacher, evangelist is saying is true, over time to see if is this guy telling the truth or not. They're just taking him at his word. But like you said, the point you both made is, Brother David uses the word to teach by. So everything he says, is true, and it's all there. And it does make it easier, when you use the scripture to interpret the scripture. So thank you, Lord, for teaching us that and helping us to to be like the Bereans and giving that gift to our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in the greater denominations and churches where they're sitting, listening to what they're listening to, and just taking that as the word in place of seeking it out themselves. To know is what he's saying true, or I don't know, and if they don't understand it, to go to the Lord in prayer and ask him for understanding. And thank you, Lord, for that gift. Pour it out on your people, Lord, and draw them out of these religious bondages. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, there are so many preachers out there that, and most of them, I won't have to put it that way, will give one scripture and they'll sit there and talk about morality all around that scripture. And for an hour and a half, whatever it is, and probably most of them about an hour. And it's hard to get anything out of it other than moral judgment, things like that. Yeah, Andrew.
You know, I found the scripture. It's in 10:37, and it's Jesus commanding us to love him, and it's a phileo love. And you know, I was taught something really wrong, I guess, about phileo love. I was taught that it wasn't the higher love. It wasn't any good love, you know. It was like I forget what he said, but he stressed it that this love is not as important. But here he wants your friendship. He wants your phileo love. He commands it. You should obey that command, not to love a friend more than your friend, in other words, you know. Because we're all supposed to be knit together in one body and in the love of agape, and this is why I think the Lord stresses that we have to love one another, because you know, a brother, it's more so if you came from a big family. You know, usually your older brother would take you fishing and he's kind of like a friend. But sometimes, you know, they can be real too bossy when they're older than you, when you're kids. And that's the same with sisters, you know. So, you know, and you tend to look at other families and say, boy, do they ever get along good? You know, those Waltons on that show there, those brothers, they were so friendly to each other. They went fishing and stuff, you know. They never wrestled and broke the couch and got in trouble from mom and dad. Anyway, we were just big all the time, you know, on these kind of. And he, you know, it's the one right next to you in age that wants to wrestle you and show that he can beat you up because he's older than you. Anyway. It wasn't my fault. The couch just broke, Mom. I swear, you know, I know it looks like my little bum was right there and it broke the couch right there. But it wasn't me, Mom. You know, what the things that happen when you're 10 years old, you know, what's this 14-year-old picking on me, you know? Anyway, you know, he's asking us something. It's not a competition necessarily, because you want that obedience for the brother or sister or mother too, you know. So I kind of hope that understanding that that's an obedient verse, but it's a phileo love, so you still have to obey to be his friend. But come on, man, like, look who you get to be friends with. Anyway, so It's not a lesser love, not at all, because it's a friendship now. And, you know, usually when you have a big brother to come and help you, they really do help you out of things, at least they're supposed to anyway. Like, if, yeah, you have, if you don't have a brother, then you had a sister or whatever. And, or if you were the only child, you know, it still has to be with your mom, I guess. And so it's a very close verse for that one body that you're supposed to be in. You know, it's not denominationalism. It just isn't. It's the seven ones of Ephesians 4:4-4:6. And we really want that. There's many places. If you're one, then you're not divided. If you're one, you don't have division. You don't have faction. You don't have any of the fruits of the flesh, because they all come off of each other. You have the fruits of the Spirit. Love, there's only one type of love you can have. And that's the truth. And it's supposed to set you free. And it does set you free. It makes you free from sin. For whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. Did he not go to the cross and resurrection for us? Did he not give us the new life? We're not focusing on a Jesus on a cross. We're focusing on the Jesus that's resurrected. So, and that's the Jesus that lives in us. So, praise and glory to God. You know, everybody is one body. And what was the guy's name you quoted there? Whether it be John G. Lake or Wesley or any one of the, Sheffy's a good one too, you know. Any of those, you're one in the one body with these people. And my hope is that, and it's a great promise that we have from God the Father, and we get to even call him Father. So praise God. We have an almighty God whom we can call Father, because Jesus, our brother and friend and father figure, told us we can in the Lord's Prayer. And hallowed be his name. Yes. And we are to operate, because in him we live, move, and have our being. And living is the word of God. And active. You can't be active in something if you don't know how to be active in something. So that's why we're supposed to ask, so that we can receive and seek that we find. He only wants to give us good things. Why is the world the way it is? Except, you know, that they could be our friend to get us going sometimes, so that we can have our cross. So praise and glory to God. Anything that comes your way is for your benefit. The Psalms say it. You know, there's a journey, Psalm 121, I think. You have a journey, You have the Psalm 91. Where do you dwell? Sometimes I think I am goofy or something, you know, because you know you tend to I don't know what, just stop that, you know, stop it. You're in Christ. You are a son of God by righteousness, and you are given everything. You're given Jesus Christ to live in you. And just, there's an image there. You know, I like when one of the Bible studies, he used that word image, and then he said, you see, image is the smaller word, but imagination is the bigger word. And wow, you know, you don't bow to the image of King Nebuchadnezzar, and you don't bow to the image that Babylon set up, and you don't bow to the image that mystery Babylon is going to set up. So stop the division. Stop these divisions, Lord. We don't want division. We don't want that anymore. We want Christ, Jesus, in us. Praise and glory to God. Keep us focused on this. Keep this vision in us. If we have to sing the song once a day, then we'll have to sing the song, Be Thou Our Vision. Mature us, Lord. Grow us up. Strength, you've given it us everything we possibly could ever hope, think, or ask. Or even beyond what we can ask. So we thank you for that, Father. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you for it. Love you to God.
Oh.
All right.
You want to meditate on that?
Yeah. Benjamin, just to get off the subject, I saw those weights in the back there. Did you ever seen that guy Anatoly on YouTube? A little short guy that goes around and shows these big muscular guys up.
I've seen a lot of those guys. I recognize that name. What's his name?
I can't pronounce it, but I think it, in my mind, it looks like Anatoly. Little black-haired guy. He's not very tall, but he can lift anything the big boys can. And he acts like he's a cleaner. He goes around, he swings.
Oh,
and he's got a broom that weighs about 50 pounds, and when he gets it over to the the big muscle bound guys to hold, they drop it real quick. Then his eyes bugged out. What's wrong? What is this? He said, that's my mop. And he hands it to him. Of course, he holds it like he's supposed to. And they're liable to have 500 pounds on a weight, you know. And he'll go over there and he'll be sweeping it. He'll lift it up. Oh my, I saw those.
You ever get those stains in the kitchen floor that just won't come out? Maybe we do need a 50-pound mop.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Julie.
Is that the same guy that I see some of his YouTube videos, but he goes around and he's wearing a mask like he's an old guy.
Yeah,
He's
same guy.
bald-headed and can't barely, he stumble around, barely has his balance and hunched over and that kind of thing. And he goes in and tries to, pretend he can do something and he shows everybody up. Is that the same guy?
Yeah, he does that sometimes. Most of the time, he dresses like himself with a beard
Okay.
and
No, I've seen him as an, especially like an
black beard.
old man,
He does
old
that
man's
too.
beard. Okay.
He does that too.
Pretty
But
impressive.
anyway,
Yeah.
yeah, it's funny watching. But anyway, getting back to the matter at hand here, Lord, we thank you for placing our mind upon you, keeping it on you. And because that's all that matters. That's the only thing that matters. Nothing else matters. This world is headed out. And Lord, we thank you that you're going to take care of your elect. You're going to take care of your bride and your man-child ministry in a way that is going to astound people. Father, we just ask and we pray that you're people that you have chosen to go out and with the signs and the wonders following that it would create a revival situation in everywhere that you sent them, Lord. And I thank you for that, Father, because we know when this great shaking starts that it's going to be needed very much so. Lord, there's a lot of error in the mainline denominational churches. They're teaching people wrong doctrine. Once saved, always saved. Pre-tribulation rapture. God doesn't heal anymore. Everything that you can imagine comes out of them. And Lord, I thank you that it sometimes it does. It takes a shaking before people understand. I remember, Lord, back in 2001, 911, they said people went to churches in droves the week after that, but it didn't take long before they quit going. And I know this next time, when you start something, you're not going to let it end until for at least 7 years. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord. It's what's going to be one continuous disaster right after another. But it's for one thing, it's to populate heaven. We thank you for that, Father. Lord, we all want to be a part of that. And to be a part of that, Lord, we're going to have to stay in the Word, do what the Word says. And do our best to put the word in us, and we know that when the time comes, that the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us and tell us the things to say to affect the world. We praise you for it, Father, because we know that you're going to be with us, and we trust you that when we pray for somebody, they're going to be healed, delivered, or set free in whatever capacity that you want. And I praise you, and I thank you for that, Lord. For all of your wonderful men and women that will be helping in this great, wonderful time ahead of us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else got something they'd like to add on to? Ben, you've got a bit awful quiet lately.
Just been listening.
Okay.
He could make you a sandwich, but then that would make it a Mamartha instead of
Oh, Andrew. He's not laughing, Andrew. Oh, my.
know, I thought of a verse when you were praying there. Michael, am
Yeah.
I still on it? You know, Jesus said that he was sent to the lost sheep of Israel. And I think that that's part of what you were praying there, that the people who are going to be good witnesses for God are going to be sent to the lost sheep of Israel, spiritual Israel. You know, the Israel that's in Galatia among the Gentiles. But it's going to be Israel. You got to be called out of Israel too, into Israel. So there's a lot of really neat verses there. The way Jesus was a good witness to the people. He was, of course, sent forth, and so were the apostles. Praise God.
And so are we. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we could. How many of you have been keeping up with the Israel-Iran stuff that's going on? Israel got bombed today, big time. I don't know how many missiles they got through, but they just destroyed one city, looked like. And the shield that they have up can't cope with the amount of missiles that they're sending at one time. They're sending hundreds of them, you know, and they'll get through. Just blowing up buildings right and left, just lowering the town, killing folks. So, Lord, we just ask and we pray that you would change out the leadership in Israel and Iran both. Get these warmongers out of there. Lord, put people of peace in. We ask that in the name of Jesus. Lord, they're killing their own people by, you know, doing this back and forth business. I'm going to bomb you if you bomb me. Well, they're going to get down to where Israel may use a nuke. And if he does that, that's Katie by the door. That's some bad news. But anyway, Lord, we just ask and we pray that you neutralize every nuke in the world. In Jesus' name, that's my prayer, that you neutralize every nuke in the world, ours included, that no nuke will be able to fall upon your land. In Jesus' name. Amen. And also, I want to pray for Marjorie Taylor Greene. She has been nominated, or appointed, I should say, as the czar of the what do you call it?
Weather warfare.
Weather warfare.
Population.
Yeah, she's been to find out who is doing it and who's paying it, all of that information. Lord, I ask and I pray that whistleblowers would go to her and tell them where the money's coming from. And not only that, Lord, that find out where the chemical plants are that they're putting this poison out. And Lord, to stop the whole mess, because you're poisoning your planet completely. They're trying their best to kill folks. And Lord, we thank you for doing that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for helping her. Angels, go out there and help her, give her the information she needs to shut these people down. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Where is she from? Anybody know?
Missy, you know?
Is she from Ohio?
No, I don't know where she's from.
Okay. Anybody else got a prayer?
I think Georgia.
I was thinking either Georgia or Tennessee, but I don't remember which.
Yeah, I heard Georgia.
Okay.
Hey, while I have the mic.
Sure.
Did you hear about the alligator Alcatraz that the first guy tried to escape and he didn't make very far. Did you hear about that?
Oh yeah, we
That's so
talked about that
crazy.
last night. Yeah.
No, I just heard about it today.
Oh yeah. Yeah, well, that is a pretty good advertisement for trying not to escape. The alligators took off. Yeah, he's not too bright. It took off a leg and an arm and chewed him up a little bit. And all they got to do is take pictures of him and put it up, in the prisons. That'll stop any of that. They said the doors were wide open, but the other guys decided they wasn't gonna go. Now, them boys were smart. This is that. Andrea and Ben, do y'all know what we're talking about? Alligator Alcatraz down in Florida, where they got a prison where the swamp is all around it, filled with pythons and alligators and water moccasins and every kind of varmint you could think of. And they had a guy that tried to escape the other night, and he didn't get very far. Stepped out in the swamp, and the alligator got him. So that's a good advertisement to not try that anymore. Yeah, swamp creatures. That's a good way to put it. Let's see. Yeah, you're right, Barbara. She's from Georgia. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to protect her too, because they'll try to kill her as well if she finds out too much. Thank you, Father, for your shield of protection around Marjorie Taylor Greene and the people that she has working for. Thank you, Father, and all the whistleblowers that she gets to come in and give their testimony. Thank you, Lord. They pay. I don't know if y'all have heard anything about these chemtrails, but they pay these pilots an untold amount of money to get up there and spray those things. They make a lot of money when they get up there and do that. And they can't turn it down. Yeah, Julie.
Well, I think they're taking all this money, but do they realize that they themselves are being poisoned by the same air that they're breathing? I mean, how are they exempt from breathing the air that they're poisoning?
I don't
Or
know what the.
eating the food that the poison goes into, and
Well, the greed over, it hides all that. So. Well, shoot, I just moved to France. Well, I do the same thing over there. Do the same thing all over the world. Did it up in Canada. Down in Cuba.
I remember when a military pilot from one of the European countries came forward and started telling the people that he was actually involved in doing this. And he didn't know what he was doing at first. But this was long ago when I first heard about it. And he was telling the people that they were doing this. And
Yep.
they just laughed him off, but he was right there in, he wasn't dressed in uniform, but he was dressed in, I guess his,
Company
they have
uniform.
different uniforms. Yeah, just a regular kind of like a uniform, not the fancy one.
Yeah, there's been more than one that's come forward and gave their testimony about what they're spraying. They've even named the stuff that they're spraying, and ain't none of it good.
But I guess, you know, they can just hire private people now.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Yeah. I guess too many of them actually care about the country they come from, which they're supposed to have when they come forward and say,
yeah. Most of the ones, all the ones that I've ever seen are ex-military. That's pretty shaky there, but you know, you had a bunch of Biden people in there, Barack Obama pilots, stuff. But hopefully Trump will knock her down. Lord, we just thank you for getting Elon Musk squared away. Thank you, Father, for wherever you got him, that you're teaching him the finer etiquette of doing what your boss says. And we thank you for it, Father, not trying to cause faction all over the place. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God.
No, since you mentioned that, you know, the shepherd of Hermas, Hermas was actually a person who was a person of commerce, you know, and he was an Italian guy in the first century, and he had his own storefront and stuff, and he made deals too. So, you know, these people who have their own stores, you know, and they're involved in commerce and in trade, you know, they should realize if they want to be a good Christian that they might want to look at some of the stuff that some of his dreams, because he used to dream about things there, and sometimes he would dream about some of the bad deals or decisions he had to make in his commerce, and I don't know if it was just a small storefront or whatever he had, but he definitely had something that had to do with commerce. So, and merchandise and stuff like that. So, because everybody's trying to get the best price, you know. Some of them are, you know, they just, it's too expensive for them to make. I understand that. They're still trying to get a good price for their wares. So, just saying.
I mean, well, we thank you that commerce will straighten up here shortly. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing and the people that are listening out there as well. Father God, we just praise you. Thank you for provisions coming into this ministry to take care of the things that we have to be taken care of. And we thank you for that. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for good weather tomorrow. Not hot weather, but not cold weather either. About 85, be fine. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, looks like we're about out of time here. Has anybody got any last messages? All right. Well, we'll see y'all. What is today? This is Tuesday. We'll see y'all come Thursday. Lord willing. We don't have a 10-day darkness here. Amen. All right, y'all be blessed. We'll see you later. God bless you. I gotta get this up.